We turn back in our Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. And in verse 6, we have very familiar words that almost anyone who knows anything at all about the Bible can quote off by heart. Verse 6, then, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the previous chapter, had just finished his public ministry and informed his disciples that he must suffer, he must die, and he must go away from them. They were frightened and sore afraid. But Christ commanded them to be strong and not to be afraid. And he gave a promise that is still provides hope 2,000 years on from that occasion. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. What a promise. And it still holds good today to everyone who loves the Lord, who's saved by grace, and who's following the Lord Jesus. Where is this place, the Father's house? Heaven. Where is it and how do we get there? Very simple, direct questions which everyone needs to face. The disciples were still confused. And in verse 5 of this chapter, Thomas asks the question that still troubles many people today. He asks, how can we know the way? We might add a word in there and say, how can we possibly know the way? The Lord said he's going to heaven and he's going to prepare a place there for his disciples. And Thomas pipes up and he says, how can we know the way? Lord, we really don't know where you're going. And because of that, how can we know the way? What an important question. What a direct question. How can we know the way to heaven? Our Lord responds to Thomas with a bold declaration. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. These words have been called the very alphabet of salvation. A complete description of the gospel and how apt these words really are. They fully address our needs for direction in this life. They fully address our need for certainty in this life. They fully address our need for hope in this life as we try to plot our way through this world. It's a world of disappointments. It's a world of heartaches. It's a world of tears. And this verse of Scripture is the answer to our questions about life and about death and about eternity. And if you have any questions about these matters, my dear friend, you will find the answer to them in this passage of the Word of God. And so the message is very simple. In a world without direction, Christ is the way. This world has lost its way. Nations have lost their way. Men in authority have lost their way. People in government and in the corridors of power have lost their way. This world is lost, and it has lost its way. And in a world without direction, and it is without direction, isn't it good to know that Christ is the way? Christ is the way. Jesus said, "I am the way." Our Lord declares that he is the way, the only way, because he is, "I am the way, no other way. I'm the way to the Father's house. I'm the way to heaven. I'm the way through the maze of this old world with all its sin and misery. I'm the way. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way." We need him who is the way, don't we? Our Lord declares that. He is not one of many ways. He's the only way. "I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There is no other way but this. I shall never get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss." And friend, miss the cross, you miss eternal life. Miss Christ, you miss heaven. You miss the way of salvation. You're lost forevermore. But thank God, Jesus makes it plain that he is the way. And he's the only way. In this world of political correctness, when it's taught nowadays that you can believe what you want, you can stick with the religion you were brought up with, and all ways will dovetail together and lead to heaven. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. The devil would love to blind the minds of men and women. He would love to pull the wool over our eyes. The Bible is clear. It is distinct. It is most pronounced. And it's worth believing. Jesus said, "I am the way." He's the only way. The only way. There's no other way. And thank God we can come to heaven that way. On the outskirts of London stands a very impressive building called the Hampton Court. It was built by Henry VIII. All those years ago. And indeed, it was the very building where the translators of the 1611 authorized version of the scriptures met to translate the Word of God from the original Hebrew and the original Greek into the English language. It's a powerful building, the Hampton Court. The most famous hedge maze in the world is located within the grounds of Hampton Court. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but if you have, you may have desired to get lost in the hedge maze at Hampton Court. It's about a half an acre in size and has about a mile long of pathways which go zigzag back and forward and every way in order to confuse those who enter in. And thousands of visitors to London every year make their way to the maze at Hampton Court. And they're happy to get lost, because that's the purpose for which they go, to get lost and to try and find their way out. And then when they fail to get out, the attendant speaks in a loud voice over an intercom system and he asks, "Are you lost?" And of course, people admit, "Yes, I'm lost." And then he will come and he will direct them the way out of the maze at Hampden Court. He becomes the way for lost people in that court. And I can tell you that that's a good illustration of men and women, spiritually speaking, in this world. They are lost in the maze of sin, in the clouds of iniquity. They are lost in the darkness of this world, in its rebellion against God. And there's a voice comes ringing over the restless wave. Are you lost? It's the voice of God. It's the voice of Christ, who came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And thank God, the lost can be found by following the Lord Jesus, who said, I am the way. There's no other way. I'm the way to God the Father. I'm the way to heaven and home. I'm the way of salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And thank God tonight, there is a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. And at Calvary's cross is where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. And praise God, the promise is that whosoever cometh, he will in no wise cast out. What a Savior, and what a way he is. He's dependable. He is the true way. There's no other way. And thank God, he's the way to heaven. The whole Bible testifies that a massive barrier exists between the human race and God in heaven. That barrier is called sin. It's called sin. We are by nature full of sin. We are sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God by nature is infinitely holy and cannot look upon sin. And how then can a sinful man be reconciled to a holy God? Humanly speaking, that's impossible. There's no way by which man can contrive his reconciliation with the God of heaven. The only way to deal with that sin is God's way. God's way. And God's way is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I am the way. How did Christ open up that way? How did he open the way? He opened the way by living a sinless life, coming into this world from heaven, being born sinless, born of the Virgin Mary, sinless, living a sinless life, dying a sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary. There he offered himself to satisfy divine justice and to reconcile you and me to God. And just before he died on the cross, in the agonies of his sufferings, the Lord Jesus Christ cried out with a loud voice, It is finished. He had completed the work the Father had sent him into the world to do. The way to heaven was made open. The way of salvation was complete. The Lord Jesus Christ satisfied the Father, and he reconciles the sinner to himself. It is finished. There's no more need for the offering of sacrifices. In the Roman Mass, there's no need for it. It's a blasphemy, because in the offering of that Mass, it's the offering afresh of the very body and blood and sinews of our Lord Jesus Christ, a fresh sacrifice. It's not needed. It's a blasphemy. It's not God's way. The Old Testament sacrifices are complete. They're finished once and for all. For this man, Jesus Christ, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down on the right hand of the Father, where he continues to make intercession for his people. And so his work is finished. And though he's coming again, not to offer himself as a sacrifice, not to die upon a cross, but he's coming to reign. He's coming to reward his own. He's coming to receive us unto himself. He's coming as King of kings and Lord of lords. And Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth its successive journeys run. And we shall reign with him. That's those who are saved and born again. The fact that Jesus went to the cross indicates that there was no other way of redemption for a man's soul. No other way to be saved from the punishment of sin. The fact is, according to Scripture, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I trust that you're saved tonight and that you're walking with the Lord, redeemed a happy soul on the way to heaven. But if you're not, friend, you can be saved tonight by coming as you are and just where you are and acknowledging your sin and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you and to come into your life and to save you by his grace. It's as simple as that. Jesus said, I am the way. How then can you be saved? Admit your sinfulness. And instead of living for yourself, live for the glory of God. You've been living to satisfy yourself. Stop trying to get to heaven your own way. Remember, Jesus is the way, and him that cometh, unto him he will in no wise cast out. In a world without direction, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way. In a world without certainty, the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. We live in a very uncertain world, as well as in a lost world. Nothing is very definite nowadays, but Jesus said, I am the truth. 2,000 years ago, or thereabouts, Pontius Pilate asked a question that is right up to date. He asked the question, what is truth? What is truth? We live in a day of spin. There are so many spin doctors around today, and they would put you in a spin, wouldn't they? We live in a day of spin. And people are being economical with the truth. And it's especially prevalent in public life, in political life. Our generation can no longer confidently claim that the camera never lies. That used to be an old-fashioned claim, the camera never lies. It takes what it sees. But, you know, even that's no longer the case either. Because through the careful use of both angles and airbrushing, we're not so sure if the camera doesn't lie any longer. There are so many alterations being made. And the term packaging is used today as well. And it has slipped into our language. It's a clever marketing ploy which implies that the contents inside the package are not quite as they might appear to be on the outside. And therefore we get the word packaging. We have the word spin, and we have the term economical with the truth. How do we ever know when we're being told the truth? Who is there today we can rely upon and depend upon? We have to join our hands and wrench them, because it is difficult to find honesty and truth in our day and generation. Thankfully, there is one. Thankfully, there is one who is the truth. He always has been the truth, and he always will be the truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." The triune God does not lie, because he cannot lie. It's not his nature to lie. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, declared himself to be the truth. And in him is no lie at all. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. And when he has come, the promise was made that he shall guide you into all truth. So thank God for the Bible, this word of truth, this reliable word, this word that we can accept without any shadow of doubt. And the person at the center of this word is Christ, and he is the truth. We believe every word he has spoken. We believe everything that he has said. Christ is the truth, and you can build your life on that. You can build your life, your hopes, your soul for eternity on the fact that Christ is the truth. Jesus tells us the truth. He is dogmatic about it. Truth is always dogmatic. It's never pliable. It's never like plasticine. You can't shape it and make it every way. Truth is truth. Truth is dogmatic. Truth is definite. Truth cannot be changed. 2 and 2 makes 4. People may argue they might like it to be 5 on occasions, but it doesn't add up. It's 4. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the truth. And today, if you want to know the honest, gospel, truthful way of salvation, then Christ is that way. Don't believe Buddhism or Romanism or Hinduism or Islam. These are all man-made religions built upon a lie of deception, misguided, misleading, leading to a false eternity. When a suicide bomber promised all the glories of a hereafter by their overlords, when he goes in with his bomb strapped around his tummy and it explodes, he's out into eternity in a moment. And he immediately realizes how wrong his doctrine has been, how wrong his teachers have been, as he enters into the flames of eternal fire in hell forevermore. He's too late now. He's wrong. And friends, we don't want anybody going to hell from a church like this, believing a false gospel and heading to a lost eternity. We want you to be sure, depending on the truth. For Jesus said, "I am the truth." There's no other truth. He is the truth. He's the true God. And then, last of all, not only in a world without direction is Christ the way, and in a world without certainty is Christ the truth, but in a world without hope, Christ is the life, real life. Jesus said, "I am the life." Deep inside every person, there's a yearning for something more. Somebody once said, God made the soul of man too large for this world to satisfy. And this world cannot satisfy. We're singing about that. None but Christ can satisfy. The hymn writer tried the broken cisterns. He tried the world. He tried its pleasures. He tried all that it had to offer. But even as he stooped to drink, those pleasures mocked him as he wailed. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love, life, lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. What a wonderful Savior. Have you found that lasting joy in Christ? Are you living in him today? Are you enjoying his presence? He said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Abundant life is found in Jesus Christ. Thank God he's the way. He's the truth, and he is the life. The Apostle John used the term life over 50 times in his gospel. That's a lot of times. He was not merely referring to physical life, though God does hold your breath and mine in his hand, and by him all things are held together. But rather, John was talking about life that is abundant, life that is spiritual, life that is triumphant, and life that is eternal. That life through Jesus Christ, which can become our life, we can enter into the joy of everlasting life. Here and now in this life, we can have eternal life, living in that life until we're called home to be eternally with Jesus Christ in heaven. And the only person who can save the soul is Christ. And when men and women exit this life at the moment of death, they will enter eternity. And if that man or woman has not turned away from his or her sin, and they have died with no trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then that eternity will be hell forever. How sad. How tragic. Going from a gospel-preaching country and a gospel-preaching church into outer darkness to be lost forevermore. Jesus said it would have been better had that person never been born. That's how tragic it is. And so therefore tonight, we remind you that in this world without direction, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to heaven, the way to eternal life. In this world without certainty, with all the ungodly, unscriptural teachings of so many different things, thank God, Jesus Christ is the truth. And in this world without hope, there isn't much hope in this world. We listen every morning. I put on the news. And I listen to the news bulletins, and oftentimes, more often than not, it makes very sad listening. Listening to a world without hope. People dying, being killed, murdered, taking overdoses, all the rest of it. Living here without hope, going out into eternity without hope. And in a world without hope, isn't it good to know that Jesus Christ is the life and that he offers abundant life? Life, life, eternal life. Jesus alone is the giver. life, life, abundant life, glory to Jesus forever. May God bless his word. O God, our heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. We thank thee for his sacrificial death upon the cross of Calvary, for the shed blood of our Redeemer. And we thank thee for that way back to thyself through the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank thee that way has been made plain. May men and women seek the Lord tonight across this great nation and right throughout the world. As the word has been preached, we pray that many will be the saved of the Lord. Now part us with thy blessing. Go with us and abide with us. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.